everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching another episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, Two Fallen Foes. And we're going to jump right into this in 3, 2, 1, go! Two Fallen Foes was the 30th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on October 29th, 2007, written by John Tilligan and directed by Mark Beasley. I love the idea of getting clips from a clip show episode.
Long ago, the Octavian Chalice was thought to have magical qualities during a solar eclipse. The ancient Greeks would use it to ask for things, like rain during a dry season.
Or a Power Ranger Megazord at Christmas.
Jewel is.
That's amazing!
Could you also ask it where I left my keys?
I mean, might be kind of a waste of wishes or whatever.
In 100 years. Luckily, this afternoon.
I've synchronized my locator watch to the exact moment of the eclipse. You guys better get moving.
Mopping in a frozen cave? Doesn't that just make it really slippery and icy? I don't think he will.
I'm trying to keep a nice den for you, Master, so that you will appreciate me.
I don't want a clean den, and I don't want an obedient pet. I want the jewels of the Corona!
Is he supposed to find them on his own or something?
Hunting would require so much walking.
If you can't stand the hunt, stay out of the woods.
How do they always get there first? I don't understand it.
Waiting for you.
Yeah. It took you long enough to figure out the chalice.
Especially you, Black Ranger. Your failures are well documented. Thanks again for the blue sapphire.
Now it's personal.
They're throwing it around now? Jeez, come on, guys. Wait, what? He didn't hit Tyson. What? What?
Come on!
He kicked a rock, guys. She busted a rock, guys. Uh-oh. Wow, that was completely CGI Red Ranger there. This is actually some of the most live action work we've seen from the, what you call it, Battleizer. I think Miratrix is in trouble. They should kind of be able to tell that. Why isn't it getting dark yet?
You have failed me time and time again.
I can do better.
No! You have proven that you cannot. I was wrong to think you could be more than you are. You're just a worthless, greedy underling. I have no use for you.
I'll show you, Kandor. I'll become more powerful than you can ever imagine.
Oh, is she Anakin Skywalker now? Wow, shades of Star Wars Episode 3 right there.
Okay, what do we do now? Place the chalice on the pedestal. Now stand in a circle around the chalice and take each other's hands.
All right, I don't know who is in charge of this, but whoever is in charge of getting the sound effects on the chalice is doing a very good job. You know that thing ain't made of metal. Whoa, that's pretty cool. I don't think that's smart. The fifth jewel, it would have to know which jewel you're still looking for. Kind of dumb. Oh, now she's turning into He-Man. Okay. Okay, so here's the thing. So back in the couple episodes ago when we first got the Battleizer, I mentioned that there was a monster that looked like her Sentai counterpart. I think that monster really was her Sentai counterpart because the ninja boss in charge of Kamdor and the other ninja lady was a bird guy. And I think that's his monster form, is my guess. Interesting how they use this. Okay. I'd be interested to know if this turned out to be like Kamdor's monster form or something. Oh, nice hit. Man, these guys are even worse than stormtroopers. Oh, it's like the trap of Ghostbusters. Oh, we can't go in there. That didn't work either. Now what? Oh, sorry. She makes it rain? Weird. Just like a girl in Power Rangers, to expect a guy to do something. Hey, it's actually working. It's like Mac knew that would work. Oh, I thought that was the end of her. I guess not. I think that is going to be our Megazord battle for today, though. Oh, they've lost their chance now. Thanks a lot, Miratrix.
The chalice has given us a clue.
Wow, did you notice how it was not nearly as shiny when it was flying around? Interesting. Oh, look! Now she has the low ground.
Waiting for the right time to use you. Now, it's your turn.
After all I've done for you. All for nothing.
Pity, isn't it?
Oh, now she's stuck in the jewel. Such a shame. And look, their hair's dry already. You've got to be kidding me. Good Lord. There we go. Now we know why. Ooh. You know what? As bad as that looks, that actually is in the Sentai. See how it's heading for Japan? Not the U.S.? Which one? There's like four or five at this point. Yeah, that'll do it. So the question is, did Kamdor put the jewel back? Yes, he did. Cool.
Once and for all. We shall see.
Ooh. They save it for now in the Power Ranger version, but I'm pretty sure we've seen that face before if you'd watched the Sentai. Now, this should be interesting because I believe there really is a duel between these two near the end of the series in the Sentai as well. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any Sentai footage in it. I don't think any of that switched to Sentai. Okay, now this might be Sentai. Yeah, that's Sentai footage there. I think we're back in America now. Or New Zealand, whatever. Definitely. Well, see, he used the thing to block your blade. It's not that hard. Oh, man. This doesn't look good. Are they going to lose their Zords here? Now, any other time, I do not believe Kamdor would just run right at him. Yay, they saved the day.
That's impossible. You are stronger than I imagined. I'm not done yet, Kamdor. You sure you want more? Till the end.
Is this going to be the end? Oh, that's not good. Oh, he didn't know? Come on. So if he blows up, that means Miratrix is blown up too, right? So I guess they're both gone. Hence why it's called Two Fallen Foes. Not the one from Liverpool, or any of them from Liverpool. How do you know this? We have it already!
They must have hidden it, but
The main question still remains, though, is how did Norg find the ninja base, guys? Oh, no. Aw, poor Norg.
There's nothing here.
Wait a minute. Guys, I think I got it.
Just because they have a symbol of it on there means that you need to do something with it? We only saw part of the plate. There should be other stuff on there, right? Okay, so she was right, but still.
Check it out. We found it, Rose.
Looks like a tomb.
This is it. The last undiscovered jewel of the Corona Aurora. It's sealed.
Leave it to the professional.
It's just taking a while. Okay. Too bad they can't play games on the phone.
I don't get it. It's impossible to open.
If these writings are accurate, we may need that key.
That's right, Power Ranger. We do need that key.
Now, how did... The way the bad guys can just look in on whatever's going on is kind of getting annoying. It's too bad she didn't figure that out before they spent however long that was in there, but that's alright, whatever. Alright, so we're down another faction. We've only got the cold guys and the hot guys left. And two more episodes. What's gonna happen next? Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen next time is we're going to watch the 31st episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. And you know what that's called? That's called Nothing to Lose. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Cause they're